Hi, I'm Karen McMullen, the Human Design Channel, author of the book Alchemy of Consciousness, longtime lover of human design, and passionate salsa and bachata dancer. Together, let's activate your truth, unleash your aliveness, so that you can dance freely in your role in the global grand reorganization happening now on Earth. For me, human design was a sexual awakening that burned through the quietly draining aspects of my life. Let's see what it is for you.
You know, Raul Ruhu said that this knowledge was given to him to help people to prepare for this global change. That was his clear message. Stop doing what doesn't work for you. Now. Right now.
2027 predictions. What is it going to be when we change from the cross of planning, which has been conditioning us for the past 400 plus years, into the cross of the sleeping phoenix, which is a dramatic, dramatic shift? This is going to absolutely change life as we know it, and I feel that we've already really begun to see the changes, and it's getting more intense as we get closer to 2027. So in today's video, I'm bringing in my expert friend, Natalia Mogilnya, who is an incredible resource who specifically focuses her human design expertise on this change of crosses and all of the implications of it. She's very educated in human design, having done her professional analyst certification with the International Human Design School. And she's an extremely detail-oriented person who has absolutely studied this change and who contemplates it all the time. So she's an amazing resource, and I can't wait to share her with you. Natalia and I did do another video about the change of crosses that you can find there. I will put it there so that you can check it out first, because in that video, we just outlined the major themes that show the change from the cross of planning to the cross of sleeping phoenix, and we're not going to cover that today. Today we're focusing on contemplating what can we expect as we move into the cross of sleeping phoenix. Now I just have a few minutes before the sun sets. I'll show you what's happening right there. So we've got a few minutes of good light and a miracle that it's actually quiet right now, because here in the Dominican Republic there's constantly a background noise of music or construction or dogs barking. So right now, the only thing we've got is roosters, which is a miracle, so I could film outside. Before we get into today's video, I do want to mention that Natalia has created the best resource that exists on the internet, in my opinion, for understanding this change of the cross of planning to the cross of sleeping phoenix. And that's something that I bought her course. It's only $75, which I think is truly underpriced for what the quality is. I was blown away by the attention that she put into all of the graphics, the amount of detail and incredible knowledge that was a part of this change of crosses. I really had no idea what was involved. You would need to just take my word for it, but basically there are 8 gates which are changing, 2 crosses. It's not just the cross of planning, it's also the cross of Maya, and it's changing to the cross of sleeping phoenix and the cross of penetration. And each one of the gates that's changing is it's shifting a key into a different lock. So there's 8 different locks, and the 8 locks directly relate to specific topics. This is all outlined in her class. So I will put the link below to her class. I highly recommend it. I think it's a resource that is going to be extremely practical and useful for all of us in understanding this conditioning and really how it fabricates how we think and how we perceive life itself. Okay, so without further ado, let's hear from Natalia about what she sees is upcoming with this change of crosses.
The reason why I love this part of this area of human design knowledge is that it is really about mechanics. And Raul Ruhu, the founder of human design, he used to say that this is a mechanical prophecy. So you just see the energies, you just see the mechanics of the changes. And then if you know the energies, how they work and how they manifest just from your own experience, just from observing the world and people around, you can kind of guess how this will look like, what will be the flavor. And moreover, we can already see the changes. They are happening, they are intensifying, they are speeding up. And I can see the signs like everywhere, every day, in mass media, in my own internal feelings and perceptions, in my friends and my family, everywhere. And this makes me really like believe, or not even believe, just make sure, just see that this is working, the mechanic is working.
You may not be aware that I actually channeled a message about these coming changes in my book, Alchemy of Consciousness. The change was called the Grand Reorganization because it's really a reorganization of priorities. And I feel that I went through a significant reorganization of my priorities during my awakening, which is what is captured in that book. So the first thing Natalia emphasized was a shift from the focus on the common good that we had in the cross of planning, which was really about, you know, if you think of capitalism and communism, both of them are two different ways of taking care of the collective. And in this new cross of Sleeping Phoenix, we are going to be much more self-focused. So Natalia describes how she's seeing that on the collective level playing out, as well as the personal level.
And by the way, this globalization, we can see it in the process of globalization. We have been living the world for the couple, well, not a couple, for a few last decades, where the world was getting more and more global. And then suddenly we faced like the opposite process. We are just disconnecting. And it started very actively from the pandemic, where all the logistic chains were just broken because of the lockdowns. But then it somehow brought a kind of a mutation of how we perceive our relationships with each other, how we connect with each other. We can definitely see it. So this is one of the examples. So, and if we think about individual level, we can see more and more people who just reject, reject working for a common good, and they prefer to live their own life. They prefer to say, I don't owe anything to anybody.
You know, another example of that is how spirituality is burgeoning. You know, people
absolutely
discovering their own direct connection and having spiritual awakenings. It's just absolutely so much more common now. I feel like people are able to access that in a way that I don't know that has ever happened in history.
Yeah, I think it didn't happen. The world was always before, like, I think if we would go like thousands of years backwards, we would discover that the world was always about famous persons, like kings or queens, like Napoleon or Alexander or Ramses or whoever. Then during the past 400 years, during the cross of planning, the world has become about a community, our common family. The family is the background of everything. And now people are turning from outside inwards, trying to understand themselves, trying to find the source of energy and the source of spirit within themselves rather than outside.
Personally, this gives me great hope for the future because I know that as I have connected with God and I've helped other people connect with God, with spirit, with truth, that they only do good in the world. They lose their vengeance, they lose their manipulative nature. A lot of the shadow side of humanity drops off when you connect with spirit. You know, it's my personal mission to help people establish their direct connection with God, with spirit, and I'll put the link below to a free resource that I have created to establish that connection that you can just opt in and watch several videos. But that gives me great hope because anyone that I've seen do that becomes much less harmful in the world and conversely becomes capable of creating a lot more beauty. Natalia extrapolates that developed countries will actually suffer the most, and here is what she said about that.
You know, this shift will result in significant disorientation for many, many people. By the way, especially this refers to so-called developed countries, because here people still trust like outer authorities and institutions. This trust is still very high, rather than in some other countries we can see where the governments have already become very weak and the people don't get this social support anymore. So they are facing that they have to stand on their own feet. They can't trust anybody except for themselves because nobody can tell them what to do. And nobody can guarantee this support.
The plus side is that we will have more freedom.
In comparison with the cross of planning, which is actually an enormous controlling mechanism. I mean, this cross, this background frequency of the cross of planning created a huge, huge, enormous and very, very smart and detailed controlling mechanism. So this controlling mechanism is crumbling now. So together with this process of us losing the support, we are also getting freedom. And the world will be much, much more free in the future, I think. And this sounds good because nobody will tell you what to do. And this is one side of the coin, but the other side of the coin is that nobody will actually know what you should do, what is good for you, what is correct for you, what is, I don't know, safe for you. You have to decide on your own, and that's why you have to know yourself. That's why you have to know how your body operates. You know what is that place within you which you can always rely on and which you can trust.
This is because gate 55, which is one of the major changes, is the gate of freedom in its highest frequency. So that's, you know, that's why a lot of my work is about the freedom frequency. But as she's saying, the problem with freedom is that there's no one that's going to tell you what to do. And, you know, sometimes it's nice to be told what to do. You know, like today alone, I had to make so many decisions on my own. I even called my mom at one point to ask her to tell me what to do just because I was indecisive. And she's like, do the first thing. I was like, I don't know what it is. What's the first thing? And it was to record this video because I was wondering if I should just go for a walk in the sunset or record the video. So I'm doing the video. Sometimes it's a relief to have someone else tell you what to do, but that's the world we are exiting. The world we're going into is you got to be able to just trust yourself and listen to yourself.
So what is your inner authority and how it works? So that's why this knowledge of human design is becoming very, very important and really practical. It's really practical. You know, Raul Ruhu said that this knowledge was given to him to help people to prepare for this global change. That was his clear message. a good exercise, the best exercise would be right now to stop trusting homogenized ways of doing things. Stop making homogenized decisions because there is somebody out there who is telling you what to do or what is good for you. We just need to stop doing that and start trusting ourselves and practicing this.
This is the solution that Natalia proposes, and we really need to start right now to practice listening to our individual strategy and authority according to our design, trusting ourselves, and actually really following through on what we know our truth is.
You know, maybe the third thing which is outstanding is, and also which, you know, potentially can be very disorienting, is the change of the principle, how we unite, how we connect with each other, and how we get along with each other. This will change, and this will change radically, because we have this mutation in gate 55, gate of spirit, and also in some other gates. And this is going to be a really like new way. We will not bond on the principle of mutual responsibilities and agreements and duties anymore. We will unite freely and temporarily in smaller groups, much smaller groups than we have now, with those who support expansion of our individual spirit. Like, in simple words, we'll connect with those who make us feel good. But you know, when I speak to people about this, I realize that it is really, really difficult to deliver the like the essence of the message, because we are still in this frequency of the cross of planning. Because when I tell somebody, for example, your work doesn't work, well, your job doesn't work for you, you're not happy with it, it is disempowering for you, you hate it actually, you lose your power, you lose your health, everything, it doesn't work for you, so stop, just stop. People get like frightened, they are not ready because they still think in this paradigm of the cross of planning, that I have to fit into the society and I will get the support back, you know. So this sounds utopian now, but the world is changing rapidly, and all this will be over very soon. And I believe that this will happen even sooner than we think. Like an advice, so to say, I would say that stop doing what doesn't work for you now, right now. And if you ever dreamed about a life where you could really live out yourself to what you want to do, the time is now. Do this now. Because the sooner you will let go this external supports, the better you will be prepared.
I love Natalia's energy here about now is the time to wake up, and I feel so moved by her conviction around this. I feel like this is something I have felt really my whole adult life, but I haven't wanted to be too pushy with people, but I do believe that it is intensifying and that it's becoming less and less comfortable and congruent to ignore what you really truly want in your heart of hearts, in your spirit, and to ignore your dharma, to ignore your real path in life. I do want to put in a quick plug right now for those of you who do feel like you want some help getting yourself online and developing a presence through social media and to develop your brand and get yourself out there in a really effective way. I do have my Freedom Business Foundations program right now, where I'm just taking 5 people through this process of developing their online business. So if that's you, please check it out in the description box below, because it is going to be a tremendous activation into clarity and an effective online presence for emissaries of light.
I encountered with this information about the change of the cycles 10 years ago. And I was immediately like captured by this information. This somehow felt very, very important and something deeply, deeply resonating with my inner, I don't know, nature and the way how I perceive life. And now it feels like even a couple of years ago, maybe not a couple of years, before 2020, I would say, I didn't have this courage to go and to talk to people about this, like, so imperatively. I didn't want to push too much because, yes, I had this feeling as you described. But now I really feel that this is the last moment. This is the wake-up call. You either wake up now or you can be so disoriented that you will not be able to stand, to survive. And I'm speaking about like physical survival and also emotional, psychological stress. Because if you're not prepared, if you're sleeping, if you live in this bubble of your false like hopes and dreams and plans, and then suddenly everything changes, this can like kick you out and you will not be able to get up. So that's why I'm speaking to people about this. That's why I'm preparing this seminar, just to provide people with this information, and so that they understand what is happening, so that they can see, they can observe what is happening. And I want to establish these reference points for people, like these sign points that will help them to navigate through this storm of changes. We are all, each of us is a programming agent in this universe. We are programmed by the program, but we also program the universe, because neutrinos go through our bodies and they acquire the quality of our energy and carries it further. So the more people are waking up, the more people are discovering their true uniqueness and their this genuine beauty of a unique nature, the more beautiful the world is becoming. And maybe we will not save the world. I'm far from this thought, but maybe we'll be able to make this transition smoother. Sounds, you know, as you wrote in your book, I love that expression, confronting message. It is a confronting message.
Yes, it is confronting.
I find it extremely inspiring that Natalia explains this. She explains this even better in the class, in the 2027 class that she teaches, that we are each programming agents, and that the neutrino stream travels through our bodies and it actually picks up information and then it passes it on to the next person. And so who you be is transformative. It really does change the world. It changes the collective conditioning. That's the number one thing you can take care of right now, is yourself. and the energetic imprint that you're embodying.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the seminar that you have coming up, the class?
I'm preparing, I'm cooking a seminar for you. And I want to show you that we are locked into this program. And from one point of view, we have no choice but go through all these changes. But I'm ready and I will be happy to share with you this information about the energies, how they change, what exactly is changing. Like, we'll go deeper into each aspect. There is a pattern that forms each cycle and it doesn't change. It is stable. And this is what we call locks in human design. And there are keys which change every 400 years. And with the change of the keys, we get a new background frequency programming our consciousness, development of our consciousness. So consequently, everything, the way we think, the way we behave, the way our bodies work, the way we get aligned with each other, like literally everything. This is a really, really background frequency which colors everything in our life. So we'll examine the system of locks and keys in details, and it's going to be really interesting and insightful. This information helps me personally to navigate life with ease and no fear and curiosity even. So that's why I want to share it with you. And you can buy it from my website. And I think Karen will put a link to my website in the description of the video. So welcome. And I'm looking forward to share with you all this information. And the more people will hear this, the better, because this is really, really important. This is, as I said, a wake-up call. And this information is very practical now. It's very, very practical.
I truly do hope that you'll check out her website, look at the class, let her know if you have any questions about it. I do highly, highly recommend it. I think it's the kind of resource that we all need. Please spread the word about it. Get this out to as many people as possible so that more people are prepared for these coming changes. So thank you so much, Natalia, for being with us today. And please let us know in the comments what you took from this. What's the biggest thing you're seeing? And I look forward to reading what you have to share. And we'll see you again soon here on my channel. Much love. Bye. Well, beautiful, you have been listening to the Human Design Channel. For more of this, you can visit me on my YouTube, access the free Worth Workshop on my website, karenmcmullen.ca, where you can also book a one-on-one channeled human design reading and check out my many programs and masterclasses. If you've enjoyed this, I would love to receive your support through a review of the podcast and also by following. As always, it's been a pleasure. I look forward to connecting with you again soon here on the Human Design Channel.